W4BM Mobile.
Good morning, Ben. W4DJW. Nothing here. W4DJW clear.
I didn't hear anything and I pressed scan. AE4BM.
No, I thought we might have doubled. I wasn't sure. Anyway, how you doing this morning?
I think I'm trying to go to a doctor's appointment. That's about the only story I have lately.
Well, I can think of better things to do than go to a doctor's appointment. Like maybe flying a little bit. But you got to do what you got to do, right?
Yeah, I got some supplies from Charleston back from Mom's house, and I'm going to rebuild some ladder line. Need to make it longer, actually, and maybe I'll eventually get on HF again. But I've been struggling with that. Should be cutting the grass, but I really can't stand or sit too long on a mower, so that's pretty much out of the question. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Just waiting for the market to open. 9 o'clock, half hour. just killing some time before that. I had the EchoLink station that's attached to this repeater, the node, ran out of disk space last night, right before the net. I had to get it all cleaned up. So I got up early this morning to get it cleaned up. It's all back to working again. So now I can take a sigh of relief and relax for about 30 minutes before the market opens. But waiting for that to happen at the moment.
Man, oh man. Yeah, I gotta bust out the drill one of these days when I take down the dipole. One leg of the antenna is not in the most ideal place, but I'll get to it eventually. Right now, I just gotta drop it and take off the old ladder line and put up some new one.
That's similar to what I've got to do for my HF. It's up there, but it's really hanging low. I mean, it's usually up about 50, 60 feet, and it's down to about 30 feet now, about half its normal height. But there is a tree that I want to take out that messes with it. It goes across off to the south side of one of the trees in the backyard that is targeted for removal. So I'm not pulling it back up. I'm going to actually let it all the way down, cut that tree down, haul those logs off, and then put it back up at its 60 foot. A big difference between a 30 foot antenna and a 60 foot antenna.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah, my buddy keeps on telling me, when are you going to put up a VHF, UHF? I look at him, I go, come on. Do you see me drilling a hole into the brand new house? And he's like, nope.
Well, I don't know if you have those eaves that stick out over the wall, outside exterior wall. That's where I do. That's how I come out of the back of the house. Is come into the eave. It's about a foot back from the gutter and about 6 inches away from the wall and go straight down with the coax and then then turn and go up to the 60 foot location. But, you know, that wasn't easy. The first one wasn't easy. The second and third one came a lot easier than the first one.
I might do that for the coax stuff and just keep on running the window open or closed when I run the ladder line into the tuner.
You must have a direct sight out to the antenna to run ladder line, not running it by anything metal. Now you run ladder line by something metal, you can forget your standing wave ratio.
Really, I'm just very creative with paracord and bungee cords and stuff like that, and pool noodles. I've learned a lot running ladder line. It's about the only compromise I'll make for an HF antenna.
Well, you definitely get the least amount of loss if you can get ladder line to work. Whole lot better than coax, a whole lot cheaper than coax, and a whole lot better than coax if you can get it to work. I have too much metal in my attic for that. I got a bunch of leftover when I first became a ham, because we have the HOA, I filled the attic full of bazooka, double bazookas, from 10 meters to the largest one I think I could get in the attic was, I might have been a 40 meter, might have been 20, I can't remember. One of them stretched all the way from one end of the house to the other and then kind of wrapped back around itself around the house inside of the attic. And then I got brave one day and put a mystery antenna outside and nobody said anything. And so then I got a little bit braver and put a super loop perpendicular to it. So I had all four quadrants covered. Super loop broke. I put it back together, but I never rehung it. Mystery antenna came down and I put it back up again, but now it's coming down again. So, you know, wire antennas are, because of high winds and hanging in trees, are high maintenance.
I love me my wire antennas. Thankfully, I don't live in HOA. I've been looking at a mag loop for I don't know how long, since I've been an amateur. But that would be a big eyesore in the yard. But it would sure take care of all this man-made problems around me. I'm not even 300 feet. I'm less than 50 feet from high voltage.
Yeah, that's not good. You're in that fuzzball where the noise floor is always higher across all the different bands, unless they're really, really good shape, high voltage lines. But, yeah, the Super Loop's not pretty antenna, but, man, does it talk good. It's I guess, a mystery antenna is second to the, in my opinion, everybody's got their favorite, right? So my favorites are the Super Loop is the top-notch number one, and the mystery antenna second to that, and then bazookas of all forms come next after that. Of course, monoband and bazookas are monoband. The other two are multiband. So you give up a little for multiband, but sure is convenient being able just to flip that dial and, or just click on this waterfall on a different band and poof, you're there. Hit the tune button and go.
I'm very partial to resonant verticals, but I haven't been able to pull that out of mom's yard yet. A lot of the aluminum I got that's still sitting in mom's yard is pretty long, and I don't have a trailer to haul anything that long.
Well, I've looked at verticals for HF very, very close to come very, very close to buying a vertical for HF multiple times, just never pulled the trigger on it. Use it for VHF all the time, VHF and UHF, no problem. But HF, a little bit more work. I've looked at that Step IR Big Stick. I don't know if you've looked at that one, but that's a vertical that's a tunable vertical, kind of like the other Step IRs that are vertical, or that are horizontal, like their Yagis that are tunable. But this isn't a Yagi. It's a vertical stick sticking straight up in the yard. I don't know how expensive it was, but for some reason I never pulled the trigger on that. I guess it's because I don't do a lot of high power. To me, 20 watts is high power. 5 watts is, you know, normal. But I do a lot of digital, or I was at one point doing CW and digital. And they don't take much power, right? High power is 20 watts when you're doing digital or CW all the time.
B4BM mobile. Oh, if you're interested, I have there's a PDF file that I posted on my QRZ of my, I wouldn't say it's resonant, but it's a no trap vertical and it's multiband. It's more of a parasitic type of multiband, but I've had some awesome contacts with it, but I really wish I could bring it up here with me and get it situated and back on the air.
Yeah, does that require like a concrete foundation? I mean, is it tall enough to where you need to build a concrete or drill a hole in the ground and pour it full of concrete to keep it from blowing over?
Actually, it's just the end of a wire spool and some ground anchors. It's tied off with paracord.
Well, I'll definitely go take a look at that. That sounds like my kind of antenna. Anyway, I won't keep you. I'll let you get on into work, but I thought I'd say hello this morning. 20 minutes to the market opens. I'm going to go refresh my water, my glass of water, ice water. Good talking to you this morning, Ben. Have a safe trip the rest of the way in, and look forward to the rest of the way to the doctor, and look forward to doing it again sometime. AE4BMW4DJW.
Enjoy your day at work. I wish I was working. 7-3, and we'll talk to you later. DW4DJW, AE4BM.